Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And today is July the 12th, 2018. So it's a Thursday live show for you today at any time. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. You can do that there. And we will see. Well, I'm not on the board yet, trying to get on the board. So hopefully I will be able to get on the board if we'll let you know. But if you would like to call in, just call in and say, excuse me, Dave, if I'm not able to get on the board yet, and I will let you definitely have your say in whatever your comments or whatever your questions may be. So you can do that. 1 second. So please do that with 704-802-5056, and that's the network. Black Talk Radio Network is going to need your support going forward so that this network can stay on air and continue to bring you what you have deemed as being necessary and valuable. You could do that by mission at Got You Rise. You could do that at www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, blacktalkradionetwork.com. And you'll see the website for this platform, and you will be able to donate there, and then your donations will be used to maintain this network, and that is a great, great thing. So please do that. Also, you can support the network by being a part of the social media platform that supports this network through the membership. And the social media platform is BTR Community. www.btrcommunity is the platform. And if you will become a member for only $24 a year, you have a 30-day free subscription to check out the platform. And in the platform, you can post things about yourself, your business, and things that you think are necessary and relevant, and your identity will never be sold to any bidder, and it's a great place to actually be. So please definitely do that for $24 a year. It is a holistic social media platform where your identity won't be actually sold to anyone, and you won't be as adversely affected because only the members see, won't be other prying eyes that will be able to look upon your profile and determine and use that profile against you. Very rarely will it be used for you. It will always be used against you. It's actually there for that. And social media is very, very, it has its real dangers. It has its real dangers, and you should know about that, okay? So please make sure you support the network by way of donations to the network and, of course, by way of becoming a member in the social media platform that will help this network stay on air and do all the things that it needs to do. One second. Let me just try to get in here. Wonder why I won't. Okay. I got it. There it is. Fantastic. A couple of things I need to get into today. Definitely will. All right. So, everyone, also, if you would like to acquire real money, very, very important. Today's show is going to be a lot about that. Man, you should be doing that. You should be exchanging your currency for real money after you use it for the things that you, the essential things that you need, such as maintaining your standards, such as your mortgage, your rent, your transportation needs, and all of those things. After you do your needs, cut out many of your wants and trade in which you would be spending in wants. You should be moving into the precious metals. You could do that with Prosperity Mint. Very, very important that you do that. Very, very important that you do that, because if you don't do that, there is going to be, and you can do that. Listen, you must do it. Must do it, especially for the way things are going. We're going to take a look at some of that today on the show. It is very important that that actually get done by you, okay? So we will take a look at that in today's show. So let me just, also, when you do, when you want to acquire precious metals, make sure that you email Prosperity Mint at info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com. And when you do that, just tell them that you're a Tando Radio Show listener, and someone will get back with you and explain the overall buying process to your advantage, not for sales or anything else, whether you're going to use that otherwise for then that contact. Make sure you, if you do it, respond, please. Okay? So the things can, you can actually acquire the things that are going to be very, very necessary moving forward. And critical to the overall fiber of things. And so I'm just hoping, I'm really hoping that have a storm coming through, that this daggone storm doesn't knock out the internet, because we got a very important, a bunch of very important things for today's show. I'm just hoping that it doesn't get, this doesn't get knocked off. Okay. Actually going through some thunderstorms and everything else, and they tend to take out the power here and damage the break the internet. So I'm hoping that that does not happen. All right, so we're going to get into what's in the news. Today's show, what really happens when a debt-based currency is changed to an asset-based currency. That's today's show. And this is a very, very important one that you need to know about and have an idea of how this all works. When a debt-based, what really happens when a debt-based currency, which currently you grew up under, which you have been fully indoctrinated to use, understand, and trust, and most in many, many, many cases be willing to harm, kill, and maim for. It's an all deceptive problem. You know, it's so funny that in today's world, what's fake we see as a necessity, a need, a survival importance, something that's fake, is deemed as something that's necessary, something that's needed, a survival importance. And all of the real things are ostracized, ignored, developed a form of real ignorance towards, and probably most important, we reject what's real. And that has really become a part of the propaganda, the trend in the movement, the mass media movement, and the massive corralling of people to have that type of mentality towards what is fake or unreal in comparison to what is real and what is truly, truly relevant. We have grown to love, endure, and embrace what's fake, while hating, ostracizing, and more importantly, rejecting what's real. Think about that for a minute, and how many ways that plays into. I'll give you an example. I'm not joking. I saw an advertisement, and this advertisement had a cell phone case that was dressed as or structured as a gold watch with diamonds and everything else on it. The cell phone case was structured as a gold watch with diamonds in pure gold. And it was for selling for just short of $65. No, it was just short of $100. It was $100 or so, current U.S. dollars. And its sales were astronomical. And the people's response to it, there were so many people that responded to and commented on it and said, wow, that's nice. Oh, wow, I got to get that. This and this. Oh, man, where do I get that? And it's fake. It's a fake gold watch with fake diamonds on it. And their sales were over and above multi-million actual units were sold. And it wasn't sold because it was, part of it was because it was, you know, a case for your phone. But the reason why it had the sales that it had was only because it looked like a gold watch with fake diamonds on it. That's why there was an overabundance of response and sales and purchases of it of over $100. I looked at it and I had to shake my head. You know what I said? I said, yep, the greatest economic collapse is definitely upon us. The comments tell you that it's here. And they had pages and pages of pages of comments of people having a positive response to it. And it was like a herd mentality that was going towards praising this darn case. that was fake. ...24-karat gold. It even had the 24-karat gold emblem on it. Hallmark. And it had diamonds on it. And I said to myself, wow. It's here. And it's only going to continue to grow for many, many people. Many, many people. And for that same $100, you know, people could acquire real gold. You know, people could acquire real 24-karat gold for that, and real silver for that. Pure gold and pure silver. And I couldn't, I'm just still to the, I had to put it down. I laughed and I had to walk off. And I said, I wasn't even going to address it. And my man, OG, smart butt, my man, OG, man, salute to you, brother. And everyone listening to Tando Radio Show that's there, in the chat room and in listening out there, just want to say welcome to Tando Radio Show. Greatly appreciate you all. And my brother Smart Butt OG said, you passed on a great deal. Yeah. OG, oh my goodness. And for that same $100, you can acquire something that is going to be so beneficial to you in the future. We're going to go over that. And it's a very dangerous time to be around people that love what's fake and hate what's real. And this has been going on for a long time. Because we've been in economic collapse for a very long time. Look at the disparity between those with resources and those that are not. That is an economic collapse, by all means. Let me show you how it is. How many people could miss two pay periods? How many people do you know that wouldn't be able to survive missing two pay periods? And then think about how many people do you think that are in that same category? Then how many people can miss 1 month's worth, 3 months' worth, a half a year, 1 year. And you all know that number continues to drastically shrink. And see, and because we are unaware of how this economy is being used and how it really works and how destructive it is to us right now, and how the overall economic situation is at the point of a Great Depression. It's been in that point for many a years. Your whole lives it has been. Because when you think about the truth of it and what's the real situation, we really live in a plight of poverty If you were to be honest about it, and not just thinking that you're, because you're able to do something more than everybody else, but if you look at it from a full-scale perspective, and especially if you look at it from even the system's definition of bankruptcy and poverty, you've actually been living there your whole lives, every single one, even if you have $1 million in cash.
Can I get Nick's?
And this, yeah, hold on 1 second, Jenna. Yes, sir. And this is a part of the truth that we don't really fully understand, because this is the only thing that we've ever known. And when you get used to an economic prison, you'll end up dressing your cell as your home. You'll end up accepting the walls as your place of refuge. You'll end up accepting the bars as your possibilities instead of your true limitations. And more importantly, you'll look at the door as always being closed for you when it's unlocked, and you'll never leave, and you'll never leave. And this is a process that we all have to come to full grips with. And one of the reasons why is because we don't have a full understanding of the truth, but the truth is always there, and it really is a responsibility of us to find the truth instead of accepting what is taught as lies. Because when you accept something that is taught as lies, then you'll make every excuse there is to uphold that lie. And that's just the way it is. So I want to keep my man Jenna waiting. We're going to go to Jenna. Jenna, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you, bro?
Hey, very quick, man. I just wanted to add on to what you was talking about. Accepting the fake over the real. Excuse my background noise if that's too high. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're good. Go ahead, Jenna.
Okay. You got to understand, most of the people who are not involved with Tando don't know the difference between poverty from a poverty mindset. That $100 phone case is a lot better than $100 worth of actual gold, because that little small thin bracelet that you can afford, or that small necklace that you can afford, it doesn't bling enough. You know, it's not show off. It's not look at me enough for most people. But when you pull that phone out, because you see that phone all the time, that's what says, hey, do you notice me yet? So these are the type of things that we are up against. And you could just find this out just by if someone was to send you, let's say, like the ad for that telephone case, and you put that in your phone, and then you go around just like the white people do and say, hey, would you rather have this phone case, or would you rather have an ounce of gold? You know, just one of those type of experiments. If that hits you in a particular way, for all of us that are listening, if that hits you a particular way, do that. And take that survey up, you know, and let us know about that. But these are things that we are more accustomed to, what we can show off more so than what we can save. So that is what you're talking about, Dave. Like you always say, silver is more important than gold. But But if they haven't taken your class, then they don't know why you continuously say that. You know, it doesn't sound right in their head because they're not accustomed to what silver actually does versus what gold actually does. So it's a miscommunication that's going on, and unfortunately, that miscommunication cost us our livelihood. So with that being said, I'm gonna put myself on mute, and if you could do the same thing for me, and I sit back and listen. Continue on, brother. Thank you for your time.
Definitely, definitely. And you know, I would, you know, what Jenna was saying. Here's a very, very, and Jenna's bringing out a very, very important part of this. Here's why I think this is a very, very important part. When I was a young child, someone came to me, a sister named Latina Briggs. I didn't mean to say her last name. Latina came to me as I'm walking out of a convenience store. She's walking out of a convenience store. I'm walking in. And she said to me, David, and Latina was one of the older teenagers that watched over us little bad kids that were running around. And she was the one that, she was like the street mom. Latina kept folks in order. Her and her sister kept me in order. So Latina's coming out of the convenience store. I'm walking in the parking lot. She said to me, David, do you know silver is more valuable than gold? I was 12 years old, just about to turn 13. And she walked away. And what she said to me, it hit my spirit. So I didn't have to sit under her. It started my journey because there was a something about that truth connected with my spirit. See, one of the things about truth is it always connects with our spirit. But see, the system has taught everyone to hate the truth, so it can never make a connection. And I took it upon myself to make it my responsibility to find out why was the truth spoke through Latina. It was my obligation and my responsibility, and it was important to me in hearing that truth enough for me to grasp it, set forth a journey, plot a course in an azimuth towards that. So I would say for those that have taken the Precious Metals class, that have heard Tando, there was a reason why you did. Because there was something in you, there's something in you that there's a measure of truth that is extremely important to you. And I'm going to say this, most folks ain't that way. So there's a choice of difference between those such as you in that aspect on this particular subject, comparison to those that have heard and they're waiting to be schooled. See, what's the old saying? The teacher will come when the what? Student is ready. We have so many students that ain't ready. And those that aren't ready, you have to sometimes think as to why, but that's not your burden. Because then what you'll do is you'll take away from other truths that you should be grasping because you are trying to figure out something that you can't change. If the great creator can't go against some Friday's free will, what makes you think that you can? Not saying that you will, but you that's not your path. Do your path. Set forth truth that you have actually put some real work into, and a truth that you can substantiate, not substantiating the truth, but you substantiating why you grasp that and you accept that as a truth, because the truth always stands alone. It don't need you. The sun in the sky don't need you at all. The silver in the sky doesn't need you one bit at all. And believe me, because of it, you're able to live. It ain't because of you that it's in existence. This system has so thoroughly screwed us up to think of ourselves much more in a very destructive way than we should. The arrogance of ourselves is so great, because that's a part of being narcissistic. The show me state. Prove to me. The reality of it is, truth don't need you. It won't look for you. It won't search you out. It won't set a path for you. It won't see you as relevant enough that it will go out of its way to make you comfortable, to get you to vote for it, to get you to petition for it, to get you to donate to it, to get you to respond to it. It will never seek you. Because we have forsaken ourselves. And that is one of the reasons. And it is an acceptance of the level of continuous bombardment that no longer does it have to get to actually deceive us. All the system has to do is to get us to engage in it, and it's captured. Because it's gained so much momentum. So the truth, and people, and my man Jenna said that the cell phone is, you know, that thing is to notice me as a status thing. That's very true. But see, that speaks to the overall truth of, or that speaks to the relevance of the statement. That's fake. So you want to be noticed through fakeness. And do you know the real can sustain you forever, while the fake will destroy you for that same amount of time? It's a maturity level that we have to step up to, that I have to step up to, that you have to continuously step up to, that they have to step up to. When something is self-sustained, sovereign, and self-determination, one of the things happens is that self-sustaining sovereignty doesn't give much energy or notice to those that aren't. And it's not because they don't care or anything else. Here's the reason why. You're on a different frequency. Your energy is completely different. And that destructive nature becomes contagious. And I'm not just I'm not talking about a person or a group of people that's sovereign and self-determining. I'm talking about the universe, the universal spiritual truth of things. If you ever wonder why entities from other planets haven't come here, it's because you're a Cancer. It's because we're a Cancer. Our energy is so sickening, it would make them sick. Just at the way that our energy level is, our frequency level is. Our frequency actually gets them to turn right or turn left or go up or go down. But whatever you do, avoid. And we can't excuse that away, because deep down inside, we know better. We know absolutely better. But we want things to only change based off of the truth that we've created, which is another form of manipulation from the lie that has been manipulating us. We have become what we had to endure. So, the fake and the real. The fake and the real. My man, Rise. What's going on, Rise? What say you?
Peace, King. What's going on? How are you?
My man.
All right, peace to the other callers and listeners, of course, to big up to Scotty as well. You reminded me of two things. One was yesterday I was coming home, and I was taking a Uber to the house from the train, and I met this so-called Latino brother. We were kind of talking, and eventually the conversation came around to the crashing economy. After we had gotten into discussion about racism, white supremacy, and he was discussing some of the different things he has experienced and times when he's had to defend black people from being mistreated, even to the point of losing his job. So eventually the conversation comes around to the collapse of the economy. So I started to tell him about the precious metals in the car, and I relayed the story to him that you had actually played on Tando and discussed about the guy from Europe whose mother was able to basically keep him and her alive by stashing a little bit of gold after, I believe, you, if I remember correctly, you said the government was collecting the gold like they did in this country back in the 70s. And I, you know, basically relayed that story to him, and then I told him about Prosperity Mint, and to let them know that, you know, he was calling, everything that you say about letting them know that you're calling from Tando, things like that, or reaching out to them from that. But he had thanked me immensely after telling him that story and explaining to him briefly what real money is versus cash. And he was able to see quite a bit. So he was very thankful by the end of the ride. And he ended up, like, giving me his business card. He was like, hey, if you ever need a ride, just give me a call. You know, I was like, cool, no problem. So that's the first story. The second one, you made me think of my mother, and you made me think of my grandfather. Now, the reason why I say this is this, and I just thought about it as you were talking about it on today's program. My grandfather was similar to Jack Kennedy. And when I say that, I mean in the sense that he used to hustle something that was known as Bush liquor in Trinidad. Bush liquor is the equivalent to moonshine in the United States. Mm-hmm. So he used to hustle Bush liquor, and he converted, used that money to buy up a whole host of properties, real money. Not only did he buy properties, he became what was known in Trinidad as a loansman. So anybody who needed money, if you needed money for a surgery, you go to my grandfather, he'll hook you up, and then you pay him back, you know, in increments until you pay him back. If you needed money for a house, if you needed money to send your child to school or to get your family food or groceries, go see my grandfather. He hooked you up, and depending on what your financial status is, he would either, you know, just give it away, or, you know, if you had the capacity to pay it forward, then that's what he expected. Now, when he passed away, he died at 53. I was 1 year old at the time. My mother, because he has a bunch of land, a ton of money, and properties all over Trinidad. So the vast majority of all of that was taken from my mother by aunts and cousins and all of this stuff. My grandmother got like a small plot of land that he had owned, where they shared a dwelling together, and that was what she had. My mother got like some money, not a super amount, but it was decent. So I was talking to my cousin years ago, and you made me think of this. She went and bought gold with the overwhelming majority of the money that she got. Now, this is gold that you could wear, and she has all of this gold to this day. And I've always known in Caribbean culture, and which is a crossover from the continent, that, you know, you see Ghanaians, noble people or kings, wearing a lot of gold, which, yes, it was a form of quote-unquote show-offism or a status symbol, but also it's a way of, like you say, freezing your energy. And because my mother left Trinidad to come to the United States, and she knew that the Trinidad dollar was worth less at that time than the U.S. dollar, so she actually froze her father's money that she received in actual wearable gold. Now, Trinidad always has had some of the top gold on the planet as far as quality. So she still has all of this gold to this day. Now, the reason you made me think of that was because even though we would look at it under quote-unquote normal circumstances as show-offism, it really, for her, was a way of freezing those assets so that they would not, the money would not depreciate in value if she was forced to convert it to U.S. dollars when she moved here. And that was what you made me think about, was just the whole idea of being able to freeze that money that you get in the form of real money. And depending on how you do it and the fact that you don't use it, spend it, trade it in, or anything of that nature for cash, then when situations that like the one that's being prepared for us globally is happening now, you know, that's something you can always fall back on and say, okay, I know that I have some high quality stuff here. If I need to at any point, I have this that I can go back to. And again, sadly, I'm going to cut it short in a second. You also reminded me of when I went to Kemet with my wife and son in 2007. Met this brother from Egypt, and we had gone to a local area. He had taken us on a horse and buggy ride, and we went and saw some really special stuff while we were out there. And his family was poor. Now, I had a couple of gold bangles that I wore on my wrist, like I don't know what you call them. I'm forgetting right now. I'm having a brain fart.
Yeah, bangles.
Had some like gold bangles on my arm. And when he was telling me about his family and stuff, I actually took one off and I gave it to him. Now, he looked at me like I fell off of Mars, because gold is so precious in Kemet that he was just like, what? Like, you giving me gold? And it wasn't like a super big, you know, thick bangle. It was like a normal size one. But he was just so taken aback with the fact that I would think so much of him to give it to him. I didn't have money to give him, but I just said, hey, you take this. So he said, great, you know what? I'm going to keep this, and if something happens, and this is exactly what he told us, if something happens where my family is in desperate need, then and only then would I ever think to part with this. And everything that you said over the years and that we've learned in your precious metal class all ties into these life experiences, and just today you brought those memories out for me. So I wanted to say thank you, keep doing what you're doing, and I'm going to mute myself.
Much love, much respect, man. I always, you know, love to hear from Jenna and Roz, because they bring a real another side of everything that's important. And the article that Roz was referring to was from is a Norwegian, is it, I think it's I think it's a Norwegian one. Let me see.
If you find it, can you send it to me?
Yeah, I posted it. Yes, I'll send it to you, Roz. I actually posted it in the chat room, and I'm going to put it back in the Tando right now. So it'll be in Tando, Roz, for under. Oh, shoot, I didn't do what was in the news. I'm going to try to get to that. My mistake. And I know why I did, because I got off into the fake and the real. So I'm going to post it inside of Tando. But here's the article. Without gold, I would have starved to death. Gold only is a raw material. Actually, technically, nowadays, but the myth and the history of the metal says something different. When the going gets tough, gold becomes the ultimate money. And I'm going to tell you this, gold has always been the ultimate money, even when it's not tough. A conversation with a central banker. Under the central bank governor, and his name is Ewald Noteworthy of Austria, has brought back half of his gold reserves into the country. But why? What is the fascination of gold today? And this is happening everywhere throughout the world. Why do central banks store tons of the shiny metal in their cellar? See, there is already right there a programmed propaganda that actually disenfranchises everyone. Because here's why. Think about it. Why does a central bank store tons of the shiny metals in their cellar? And people would say, yeah, why? Well, yeah, why? And that shows a very, very damaging thing. It shows that people have been absolutely and completely programmed. Here's why. Take the opposite approach to that. If someone told you that the central banks were storing United States dollars or cash in their vaults, you would know. You would say, yep. And cash is fake. Currency is fake. But we understand and we've been taught to have a relationship with fake stuff. There's not one person from the so-called unschooled to the Series 7 certified or doctrine economist would all come to the same thing. Of course we know why they would do that. If you heard that central banks of the world were storing cash, USD, in their vaults. Notice the difference. Central banks, why does a central bank? You would never ask the question why right away. See, this is how a system gets you. And it shows their real intent. Why does a central bank store tons of shiny metals in their cellars? Says it all. The difference between fake and real. Whenever the system tells you go left, your butt better go right. Whenever it says go up, you better go down. Whenever it says just stand right here, you better go in any direction. Whatever they say to do, you should hear them. You better not listen. Because they're telling you what to do when it's in their best interest to capture you. And this is so hard for the masses to understand and for us to collectively as a species to grasp, to get away with, because we're so caught up in upholding the deceptive lies through division, through every other thing. We could go on and on and name them all. It's our fault. It's our fault that we don't know what's authentic and what's real.
Hey, Dave.
A dog has never, ever, ever, ever been educated and a lot of the things that are real and what's fake, and they can tell. But we make the excuse that we can't. No, because we don't want to. So
hey,
I think someone said said something. Hold on one second.
Hold
on one sec, Scotty. One sec. I'm going to go to one sec. Here we go. And what makes Nowinski himself gold? Visit the gold reserve below the central banks with the governor and discuss their importance in an interview. The press. Here it is. Almost every person has a personal relationship with gold. How was yours? His response. I grew up in a purely urban family. We had no relatives in the country. I was born in 1944. And when I was a baby, my mother could only buy food because she still had some gold coins. What does that mean? That she had gold before. There was probably a cash for gold scheme that got everybody out of their gold back then. And there was. I could tell you when it was and how it worked. And there was. But she held on to more. And then after every cash for gold scheme comes the Great Depression's after. It goes on. But my mother could only buy food because she still, meaning that she didn't give everything up, had some gold coins. Without gold, I would have starved. She always told me that therefore, this generation already has a certain gold affinity. In extreme times of crisis, there is one of the few things left to be accepted. There are only one of the few things that are left to be accepted. Gold was the only thing left to the people of the city at that time. But the silver cullery was also traded at the farmers. That's the article that Rise was talking about. I would have starved without it. So fake and real is very, very important, and they hide it and they disguise it so that we would make excuses to uphold it at every turn. So my man Scotty, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, speaking of silver, just found some silverware cleaning out this trailer I used to live in, but we've been using it for storage, and most of it is my sister's stuff. But was going through it and found some very tarnished silverware, yeah. Man. And I was kind of surprised, you know, because stainless steel don't tarnish. And that's how I knew that it was silver, man. So I'm about to clean it up and what have you. But, you know, you was talking about fake news. Like Alex Jones today, you know, was complaining about some kind of campaign to get him kicked off of Facebook, which is one of the biggest promoters of fake news. And I'm not going to put it all on Facebook. I'm going to put it on the individual. Is that, right. That we don't take the time to ask questions, and we don't want to put in the time to research something, and we just want to trust something because yep. It may be sound different from what everybody else is talking about. Well, just because it's different don't make it true. And I do agree with you to a certain extent. If it raises red flags, you know, in your spirit or whatnot, then, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean it's not true. You should do the research. Just do research and find out what's true. Right. And what's not. But one time I was doing an experiment. I wrote a fake news article. It's still posted on Black Talk Radio Network. It's a number of years old, though. But I just wanted to do an experiment on Facebook. So I posted an article on Black Talk Radio Network, and I said that this city of Atlanta, city council and the mayor had passed legislation to ban Jordans in public housing units. Do you know that fake article went viral? And even though in the very, 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 very last paragraph, I told them this is fake news. It's just pitiful, man, that we just don't want to do the research, man. You know what I'm saying? They could have easily Google that Atlanta bans Jordans from public housing units. They could have Googled that and see if it was other any references, see if there were any local news reports, if anybody who lived in Atlanta was that lived in public housing was talking about it. But no, that all of these people, I mean, it was thousands of them that shared the article, Dave, and it was fake, and it even told you it was fake. And I see that a lot on social media when people post things, and I'll read the headline, and then I'll go to the actual website, and I'll look for the about section, and then in the about section, it'll say, this is satire. It's just, I put it on laziness, man. That's what I put it on. But Alex Jones.
It is.
Alex
and,
Jones.
And I know I fell for it, being lazy and not doing the research on stuff before myself. Yes.
But
absolutely.
Alex Jones today was talking about Facebook going to ban him and saying CNN was behind it. And so I tweeted at Alex Jones. I was like, oh, but you sure had enough appearances. You had no problem appearing on that fake news network, did you? I call him the world's most famous crisis actor. He liked to talk about all these crisis actors, but he is the number. I've been knowing about this dude since 1999, man. That's how long he's been around. And, you know, everything that they post ain't fake. Again, you got to do the research, but the most effective lies is mixed with some truth. But I call him a crisis actor. He liked to say all of these shootings, these are crisis actors. And I was like, dude, you one of the biggest crisis actors I know of. You were just saying that the Democrats was planning to start a civil war on July the 4th. So here days have passed and still no civil war. So... you know
what was he pushing, Scotty? What was about?
He was saying that there was
going to
be a civil war launched on this past July the 4th.
Yeah, that guy is extremely dangerous.
Yes, extremely.
He's extremely, extremely dangerous. Extremely, you know. Scotty posted a fake article about Jordans and how a ordinance was passed and no one could, in certain areas, no one could be wearing, the city passed the ordinance, you couldn't wear Jordans. And the thing went viral, he said, and he put in there, this is fake news. Let me show you the opposite of that. Write an article. A truthful article. That without silver, mankind would not be able to live. Mankind wouldn't exist on Earth. And watch your response to it. It will be none. There will be none at all. It won't go viral. It won't even go noticed. Let alone viral.
Dave, I'll do you one better before we go to the break. Post the text of the 13th Amendment. You know, you can find an image that has the 13th Amendment written out. Post that and say slavery was never abolished.
You know what? I have to say, Scotty, that is better. Right. Right.
You know, last night on Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio, they had a couple of guests on, but the last guest, she was talking about, you know, problems that we face as a people, and I think they might have been talking about fake news or whatever. But anyway, she mentioned that she came across some old black codes that was on the book, and all black codes mean is an ordinance was passed and was only being applied to black folks, like vagrancy or loitering. And, you know, this is a way that they use after 1865 to put people back into slavery via prison slavery and whatnot. So I said, I typed in the chat room, I said, mention to her that the 13th Amendment never abolished slavery. And it just didn't register with her, man. And so one of the co-hosts brought it up later on in the program to re-emphasize, hey, Slavery has never been abolished. You talking about some black codes, what about slavery? Slavery's never been abolished. But we've been programmed with that lie through education, through film, through television, that the Civil War ended slavery once and for all, that even when we're confronted with the actual text of the 13th Amendment, it just won't penetrate some people's minds.
Yeah. It's so true. It's so true. And the, watch, when you do post the truth, in a land of deception, it will have no place to stand. In the vast land of deception, truth has no place to stand. So, that's how they said we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Scotty, give me 2 minutes. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back. Let me make sure. All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give me a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. In today's show, I'm going to have to jump into this. What really happens when a debt-based currency is changed to an asset-based currency? And the reason why wanted to express that is because that is exactly what is happening, and I just want to give you all some insight as to why that and what that could do in the significance of that. And the significance of that is extremely important, and we need to move into that, and we will. We have some great articles in What's in the News. I didn't get to read them. Definitely want you to check out some of those things, but we will definitely pick these up. Yes, definitely want to pick these up, and I will definitely read these tomorrow, because some really good ones are there that we need to get into. So I will do that then. And so 1 second, I think my man Rise has something else he wanted to add. So let's definitely go back to Rise. And while we waiting on Rise to come in, my man OG, I've had experts tell me it's more complex. Go ahead. I love OG. Go ahead, Ross. Welcome, brother. You're here. Go ahead, brother.
Thanks. I'll keep it short, but I had a couple of things. Number one, that article that Scotty said he wrote is a prime example of something we have been discussing for a good part of this year in regards to reading comprehension and just paying attention and understanding what you read, not just reading for egotistical or narcissistic reasons or just self-centered, blind perusing of pages, but actually comprehending. And we've had tons of different things that have happened this year that just shows that, you know, some people that you might really put on a high upper echelon of seeming intelligence will do things like that are just incredible. And stuff will be plain as day, and they'll just overlook it because it doesn't say what they want it to say. And, you know, it's just crazy to me. So I think that's a brilliant example of that. The other thing was, there's a great documentary on National Geographic that Will Smith hosted called One Strange Rock, and it's dealing with the planet Earth. Basically, it's like 8 astronauts that have spent over 1,000 days in space, all giving the knowledge that they have garnered about how this planet functions and the interdependent systems that keep this planet functional and alive, and how those things sustain humanity. And it is one of the best, most comprehensive documentaries that I've learned so much about this planet from. I mean, it's just incredible. And I think that it would really help to round out people's understanding of the things that shape this planet, even to the point of understanding how these metals are formed. Just, they talk about so many different systems and what these scientists have learned just from observing the planet from outer space. And it dispels a lot of BS that people go around talking about in reference to this planet. So I would just say, check it out. It's just really powerful. I think it's about 9 or 10 episodes, but it's just a great, great, great series. The last thing was, Scotty said he found silver utensils. Now, it's funny because years ago, we had some silver utensils here that my wife discarded just in a fit of cleaning, and I went nuts. And she was like, well, why are you... I said, listen, you never throw away silver utensils. That is made out of pure silver. And she didn't get it years ago. She got it after we took the precious metals class. Now, the
what happened, Roz? I missed that. Say that again. What happened?
We had a couple of, not a bunch, but a couple of silver utensils that my wife's grandmother had owned before she passed away. So when we moved into the house, we found them there. I would use them and stuff, and over the years they got tarnished and whatnot, and in a fit of cleaning, she just threw them away. And I was like, what are you doing? And she didn't understand, you know, the emergency in my words and how, you know, why I was feeling this way. But after we took the precious metals class, she then understood what it was. I said, these things are made out of pure silver. You don't find these things in the world today. They don't even make them anymore. Like Scotty said, it's stainless steel stuff. So the other thing I learned about silver utensils, this is what I wanted to say, is if you ever burn food, you can stick your silver utensil in the pot of food after it's cooked, and if you let it sit for about 15-20 minutes, it will absorb all of that burned flavor out of your food. It'll tarnish the silver, but that's the silver literally absorbing all of that burnt material that'll make the food taste unpalatable or potentially make you have to throw away the good portion of the food. Yes, and I've used it for many. As a matter of fact, before she threw them away, I've used that here in the house, and I was like, what are you doing? Go ahead, brother.
Right, I did not know that, Ross.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised because I know the process that's happening for that to happen, but I never, ever, ever thought about it that way. But yes, I know the process that's happening, but I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, and I learned that from the sister in the Bronx, weirdly enough. She was what I call one of those neighborhood mothers, and she had taken me in when I was going through a real bad time, and I ended up staying with her family. Like, basically, I became one of her little wards. And you have a lot of black women that do that. They just take in children from the neighborhood that may not have a place to stay or maybe going through issues at home with no police or legal involvement. Just, hey, I'm doing this. I know my neighbor's going through some stuff. Come here, baby. Stay with me. She was like that, but I ended up staying with her for a number of years.
Yeah, I remember them.
And was the first one.
I remember those goddesses in our community.
And that you said it like goddesses. And she's the one who taught me. She was pretty decently educated, but she was from the hood, and she's the one who taught me that. and it's carried with me my entire life. And what Scotty brought up, the silver utensils, I thought I had to just throw that out there. In case anyone's sitting on silver utensils and you burn your food, you want to get that filth, that nasty burn flavor out your food, sit some silver utensils in it for about 15, 20 minutes. You'll see it turn black, which means it's absorbing all of that charred material that's going to make the food taste unpalatable. And then whatever's good out of that that didn't burn will not be destroyed by the burn flavor of what might have burned on the bottom of the pot. So with that, I'll mute myself, good brother. Thanks again.
Yep, yep. Man, we learn something every day. Your silver is critical. Now, let me just say this real quick, because CMCP, man, can you call in? Please, I want you to call in, and what you put in chat, please call in if you can. Just unmute yourself. I see you there now, because what you have to say. Hold on, I'm going to give you a second. Okay, well, my man is there. Welcome, brother. Welcome to the Tando Radio Show. Man, my mouth dropped when I read what you put in the chat. Can you just elaborate what you put in chat and just give us some base and background, please, brother?
All right. Peace to everybody. Okay.
Good talking to you, man.
Yes, indeed. I had a Bank of America, Best Bank account 2017, and I went to the bank to make a deposit. And when I got there, they had everything was closed. They had it taped off. They had the ATM taped off. They had a sign on the window that said, "We are closed. Go to this address in Norcross. You're going to be a First Citizen bank customer now." I drive over there. They got Best Bank in a little corner. Somebody's working at Best Bank. It's inside First Citizens Trust Bank. And they told us, y'all need to keep y'all debit cards. We'll inform y'all when we make the switch. Okay, after that happened, then we got all these letters the following week talking about we are closing. So a whole year goes by, and now I get a new letter saying, "We're now going to upgrade your Best Bank debit card to First Citizens Bank. You're going to get new account numbers." They had all my accounts listed. They said, "We're going to change everything on October 13th. This is a month notice. So this is the power of the bank on what they're doing to us and our money and our fake money. But I don't mess around with them banks. I only pay bills with it." That's what happened.
Right. Do you have my number?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you got my personal number, right?
Yeah, I have you on my other phone. I got you locked. I shoot you a text. I can definitely give you a call and tell you about it.
But yeah, man, call me.
I didn't get a notice at all, man. I just walked up in there, and everything was taped off, and a sign was on the door saying, "We closed." And that's
this is going to be with CM. Had just relayed to you all, CMCP just relayed to y'all, is how everything is going to happen. It's just going to happen. One day you're going to go and it's going to be changed and you're going to be stopping your tracks. What's happening? What in the world's going on? Unless you're a Tando Radio Show listener, unless you listen to other publications, because we're not the only one that's been trying to tell you that, hey, this stuff is real, and when it happens, it's going to adversely affect you. See, it did it to people in Venezuela, Argentina, Cyprus. It did it to people in Greece. It did it to people in Italy. It did it to people in Spain. It did it to people in Europe and Germany. It did it to people in the United States, but it happened a long, long, long time ago. All of those people are gone, and even their children have gone, and just some of their great-grandchildren are the ones that still remember some of that stuff. All of that stuff is true, and it does happen, and it is reoccurring. Why is it reoccurring? Because it is purposely designed for that to happen, and it will happen here. It won't just be the bank that my man was at. It will be your bank. It's going to be all the banks. And I got to jump into this because this is a part of the show, but I do want to say this real quick with Scotty, with finding the silverware. Notice fake and real. They call when you go to the restaurant. What do you say to them now? Could you bring me some silverware? That's fake. That ain't no silverware. What Scotty found was silverware. What Roz found is silverware. One thing I want you to do this, Scotty, before you clean it. notice something on it, on the tarnish of it. Try to, even if you could get a magnifying glass, if you get a magnifying glass, if you have the light the right way, if it's not too tarnished where it's black, but even before the black, get to the edges of it. You'll notice something. Silver blackness looks like the blackness of the tarnishing looks like the blackness in the sky. And it also looks like the universal colors. And then also what you'll see, the colors of the universe, but also what you'll see is you'll see the tint of a rainbow. You know why it's a tint of the rainbow? Because the sun is the rainbow. Without no silver, you'll never have a rainbow. Won't exist. Can't happen. Without silver, there is no rainbow. Without silver, there's no human life form here at all. So, but just take a look at that, Scotty, and Ross, and see if you can see it. It depends on how it tarnishes and everything else, but go to the edges of the if you have some very, very dark black spots that's there or tarnish marks, go to the edge of those, and you'll start to see the grading of the tarnishing, and then it becomes colored. Becomes colored. Very, very important. All right, so now, let me get to my man, CME. CMCP. Did you hear the brother? Went there without a notice. We moved. Here's your new bank. Go there. That's exactly what's going to happen. But here's how it's going to happen here. It won't be a matter of your bank closing. It will be that the U.S. dollar is not being accepted at any bank or is being accepted at a different conversion rate than what you have always been accustomed to. Meaning there's going to be an alternative that's going to be there. And I know I talked about it, but I didn't expand upon the very, very importance of this. See, currency is not money. Currency is an instrument, a debt instrument. That's what it is. It doesn't matter if you got a gold card, a platinum card from American Express. That's fake. That's the color of gold. That ain't a gold card. That ain't a platinum card. It has the color of things. And see, this is how this system gets us away from what's true. If you had a living entity from another planet and you try to hand them and say, hey, here go my American Express gold card, you would stick it out and they would pull their hand back or whatever they use. That's not gold. And then you would say, no, it's not gold, but it's the excuses. And the thing would be, well, you said it was gold, but that's not gold. Well, on our planet, that's not how it is. Oh, so you really don't know the importance of gold. Yeah, we like to, it ain't all that. I'm going to tell you, oh boy, I'm going to get a lot of flack for this one, but I don't give a darn. And this applies to me as well. There's never, ever a dumb question, but stupid people sure do talk. There's never a dumb question. So, yep, they were, OG said FDIC probably shut them down. May have been this and that. May have been a bunch of things. They may have been sold. It could have been everything. But this is going to, what CMCP is explaining, how quickly this happens without notice is the important thing. This is what happens when you deal with cash, when you deal with currency. But see, because currency was created, and whoever creates it
establishes the overall purpose of it. The consideration, they establish the contract, they create the patent. And see, cash was created by man, so man gets to determine, or mankind gets to determine, or entities have created, human entities have created cash for a reason, as an imitation of money to be able to use as a fake form of money to manipulate the real energy of people. And we've been trading in for this fakeness all the time, and we wonder why we so darn sick. Because the human body can't live off of synthetic means. You can't have a gold American Express card. You need real gold, not imitation or a fake one.
Brother Dave.
Yes.
Okay, this is Chris again. And another thing I experienced, when they shut that down, my ATM card would not work at any. I used to be able to go to Bank of America and pull some money out, even though I paid a fee, or I go to SunTrust and pay the fee. When they shut that down, I didn't know where to go. And fortunately, I don't have my stuff in there like that, but I had went to Best Bank just to get some change out of there, and they told me they would not give me no money with that card. So. And then they sent me a letter saying, we now have new checkpoint ATMs that you can go to that are in CVS's and other places to get out your cash. But you could not get it out at no other banks until those terminals were put up and accepting those type of debit cards. But you can take any Bank of America card and go anywhere and get cash out.
I didn't mean to interrupt CMCP. Did you hear what Chris said? You couldn't redeem it anywhere. Let me tell you something. Here's the significance of that, y'all. What Chris is saying is how currency disenfranchises you, because you have to work on their terms, because they created it. It's theirs. It's not yours. You're an unsecured investor into currency. You're the burden bearer of currency. They get to stipulate, and this is the same exact same thing that you're paid in. You're giving your energy force, you're giving your talent, your abilities, you're giving your heart, your dedication, and you in return, you accept that, yes, I will work for you, and this is what you're going to pay me, and we say, you can pay me in fakeness. When you get the fake, you get everything that goes along with it. You get nothing that's real. And so they shut it down, and he couldn't go to pull out any currency, any cash that was legitimately deposited by him, handed over by him to deposit it into that account. But see, we don't have banking anymore. Every single bank is now able to commingle with investment, meaning that every bank is what? A broker. Every bank is involved in the Forex market. And every bank is involved in the bond market, the stock market, and every bank is and everything that you deposit is subject to loss of principal because it's an investment. They don't tell you it though. So when it goes awry, you can't redeem it anywhere. Now you're stuck with having something that you can't use as a medium of exchange for something that you may need, some real things that you need. Here's why that's so significant. That exact same thing is working its way into happening on a broad scale throughout this country.
And when it springs itself, it's going to spring itself, and it's going to cross-pollinate into everything. Here's why that's so important. There's not one place in the world that you can't go. Doesn't matter where you go in the world, there's not one place in the world that you can't go that you can't redeem gold or silver. It's accepted everywhere at every time, in every climate and in every environment. Good economy or bad economy? Skyrocketing economy or collapsing economy? Why? Because it's real. Here's another hint and reason why. Because they don't have a patent on it. They have to control the people from getting it. Because once the people have it, they've lost leverage in what the people can do with it. They have to manipulate it through paper contracts, because the paper contracts they can create. And I hope you really have got that and what that really means. So what Chris went through, everybody's going to go through. And I'm going to tell you this right now, and I know, and I'll let Chris answer if he can answer, but I'll answer for Chris if he can't. Do you think Chris will ever allow his savings or anything of significance to ever be exposed to that type of environment ever again? Nope.
I already was like that because I've been on your station for a couple of years.
Yeah, right.
What they had on lock was something to where I wasn't even stressed because I had backups, but it was just a maze that I actually went through it. And I thought about the show because I've been listening to you for a while. I just haven't called in, but you definitely put me on the game. Trust me. So
Chris, I know you. I know that the only thing that they had, the only thing that was in that account was what you was willing for them to steal.
Yes.
And the thing about it was that when Chris first started listening, there was something that said, wait a minute. Let me research this. Let me see what's up with this. Could this ever happen? And I'm going to tell you, Chris, his overall experience in this, he just shared with us. But let me tell you something. Every single person listening here is going to have a story, but they're not going to have the story that Chris has. Most of the people won't have the story that you will have. See, your story all will be, daggone it, I knew it was going to happen, so I protected myself. Everybody else ain't gonna have that story. If there was one person before Chris or one person after Chris, I guarantee you the person before and the person after, they were in the same predicament. They did what? How could they? What was going? They had no clue. They just had a crash course that cash is not money. And they may not even recognize that still to this day, because what they know is that, okay, well, I got my money, so I'm okay. You missed an opportunity to live by a truth. And that lie is going to catch you again. And, man, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I want to explain some of the things that's going to happen when this thing changes, like what it did with Chris' situation, where all of a sudden everything was cool yesterday, 2 days ago, or a couple of days ago, but then now everything's done changed. And when it does change, man, I hope everybody here, or as many as you can and as much as you possibly can, will be more in a position like Chris than like everybody else, because you'll see what I mean when we come back. And this ain't to scare you. This is the truth. This is what happened. It's happened before. It's going to repeat itself. But this time, when it repeats yourself, it's going to repeat yourself on your purse and in your wallet. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And we're going to get into some Latin. We'll probably have a part two to this, definitely. And we'll we didn't get to read what's in the news. We'll do that tomorrow, and we'll have today's show in fullness. Maybe I may be able to get through some things, significant things, but great, great show. Thank you for all the callers that called in. Just phenomenal, because it's an opportunity for us all to engage. So, so important. You know, my man CMCP called in, Roz, Jenna, and you all, and Scotty chimed in on some things. All of that stuff is always, always, always cherished. It is the money of us all. Each one of you are money. Everything that you do has intrinsic importance and has value beyond what the overall accepted rate is. But that accepted rate is not really a real reflection of the overall value, the store of value that you are, because of the quality of life and standard of living that you really can establish that's sustainable, and you can pass down as a legacy to those in your family that you may never know. But believe me, for those of you that do prepare, the families, you may never know them, but they all gonna know your name. You will be memorialized. But by the overall commitment that you made during these times for their moments. So important. So I want to just explain, when the currency goes from, when it changes from a debt base to an asset base, and there's going to be a new currency that's going to be backed by assets. And Soros said it at Davos in 2003, I believe, in 13, excuse me, 2013, 2014, he said it the best. So I think it was around 2013. Soros was interviewed by CNBC. And in the interview, he says, yes, and I want to say it was the 69th or the exact 70th anniversary of Bretton Woods 1. It was known as Bretton Woods 2, and they were at Davos. George Soros came on. They always tell you before they do it. George Soros came on CNBC, and he said, yes, we're in his, what I like to say, that accent of uniqueness and cultural cultive dialect, the dialect of the cult, said, yes, we're going to have a new currency. There's going to be a new currency. A new currency is going to be a basket of different things. It's going to be a basket. It's going to be a new reserve currency, and it's going to be made up of a basket of things. The basket of things is going to be from land, from oil. If a country has land, farmable land, they can produce off of the land. If they have oil, if they have gold, these in their overall economic output, their GDP, some of that will be measured into the overall strength of their currency that they will. But everyone will have a best. And what he was saying is that he's saying, y'all, the U.S. dollar is dead, and that won't be convertible into what the new one is going to be. And I think I played it on here. I'm almost definitely that I played it on here. But I know that I played it on Blackonomics. When we were on Blackonomics. And when that change from a debt-based to an asset-based economy, here's what's significant. One of the things that you need to know and definitely prepare for. There are some things that are going to change, and there's going to be a disparate, but every change is going to be one that will disenfranchise those that are not prepared. Those that are not prepared for this will not see any relief from the changes that are made. And here are some of the things you need to think about that we haven't covered so far. We already covered that there's going to be a conversion rate from the new, the U.S. dollar will be converted into the new currency that the U.S. will have. And I do think that it possibly could be and most likely will be known as the USN, United States note. That is going to be a note that is actually redeemable into silver and gold. So it's going to be backed by silver and gold. All of that we've already touched on, and we showed you how that is actually being the overall move towards. But that conversion rate will be something like 20,000 to 1 or even 100,000 to 1 or even a million to 1, or they may not even let you do it at all. Either way, even if they do it at 20,000 to 1, it disenfranchises every single person that's here because their cash for gold trick has worked so well that there isn't anyone, just like the Austrian governor at the central bank. His mother still had some gold. Very few people have some gold left, let alone silver, and all of it is in the jewelry grade form, not the investment grade form. There's a difference. It's known as the percentage. For those in the jewelry base of silver, you've seen it all before. It's 925. You see it stamped as 925. That 925 says that it's 92.5% of this jewelry item is gold. I mean, it's silver. The rest is alloyed with other metals to strengthen it because silver is soft and it tarnishes. So they alloy it with other things so it won't tarnish as fast. And it will harden it. So it's not pure silver. Investment grade silver is at least 3.9. Some people think that they have some things that are investment grade silver in different coins because of the overall decoration of it. It still can be classified as investment grade silver. But to me, it's 925. Some silver coins that aren't even 925, just like some of the old quarters and old dollars and the old quarters and old dimes before 1962. Before 1963, all of those were 90% silver. They have more alloy of other metals in them because they were used as actual money in currency, money throughout and actually sent out into the general population and just the overall wear and tear on those coins. It had to actually have more other metals in it to strengthen it. But they can have the value of pure silver or even more. But when the overall collapse happens, it won't. It'll just be 90% silver. It won't have the same value anywhere near pure silver. But I think that you would want to keep it because after the collapse happens, the value of those are going to shoot up. And the key is if you structure things correctly, by getting the real medals now, then those that then what you'll do, you'll put yourself in a position to where those types of coins will come to you. Oh, believe me, they'll find you. So, significance. Some of the things that happens when it changes. Your debt is not going, you're not going to have a debt jubilee. There is no such thing as a debt jubilee. Like to say it, like to think it, like to hope it, but that ain't reality. It hasn't happened in all of the other empire collapses. It won't happen during this one. One of the largest empires that ever collapsed. It ain't gonna happen, y'all. The natural progression of debt will remain the same. It will either be paid off or defaulted on. It's going to be defaulted on because there's way too much to pay off. So when that happens, here's how that works. If you read your mortgage statement, if you read your overall car statements, if you read the full lengthy sections of the credit card and all of the debt that you can have, particularly especially your mortgage, you will read something that's in there and it will say it's somewhere along these lines that your overall mortgage rate is set in U.S. dollars or any other currency or fiat that the U.S. government determines will be an equal exchange one-to-one for the new currency, somewhere around there, or the alternate currency, or the new currency. And it will say the word fiat in most cases, because fiat doesn't mean that it's not backed by nothing. Fiat means that it's determined by the overall government as being acceptable as a currency. That's what it means. Whatever the U.S. dollar or whatever fiat the U.S. dollar it changes to. It may read that way or however they language it. And what does that mean? Here's what that means. Although the U.S. dollar is no longer in existence, if you have a mortgage and your mortgage is for $100,000, whatever the new currency that is accepted by the U.S. government, then you will still owe $100,000 in that new currency. You know what that means? That your overall debt profile has just exploded with the overall reevaluation of the new currency. So even though they will only give you 20,000 U.S. dollars for every one of the new gold-backed dollars, but still you will still owe 100,000 new USN dollars in the debt that you off the mortgage. Why? Because they always use debt to manipulate assets. The asset is the land. The liability is the home that's on the land. This is another way that they're going to disenfranchise everyone. So not only will your mortgage still be at, but your mortgage payment will still require that you have to pay 1,000 USN a month. Oh, no, not $1,000. No, you got to give us 1,000 USN. Because that overall exchange is going to be one-to-one. You know what? You agreed to it. Thinking that it'll never happen, or thinking that that didn't matter. When you read it, if you read it, and when you signed it, if you even know that you signed it, still there. So also all other debt. See, those bankers know to protect themselves. When you sign a contract, you sign the best interest of the one that handed, that slid the paper to you and handed you the pen, because we didn't know enough to slide paper back to them with our own pen and say, you need to sign my contract as well. We don't do that. You would think, who does that? Can you do that? Why can't you? They did it to you. Why didn't you write in a contract the things that was in your best interest in order for you to engage into that overall business relationship? But they would say, well, we were giving you the debt. Well, in order for me to get this debt, it can't be filled with ubiquitous fraud. It can't be fraudulent. It can't be willfully and knowingly fraudulent, else this contract is null and void. And I keep the overall underlying asset. You could have wrote that into a contract. You could write anything into the contract. You could have wrote in a contract and said everything that you put in this contract is no longer relevant. And the payment that you expect me to pay, that I signed, that I pay, when you sign this contract, I'm only going to pay you a dollar, not $1,000. And guess what's going to happen? Their contract is no more legally binding than yours. When you go to court, what is the judge going to say? Let me see the contract. And what are you going to do? They're going to hand their contract, and guess what you're going to do? Here go mine. And guess what the judge is going to have to do? Regardless of how absurd the contract is, the judge is legally bind to enforce the contracts. Doesn't matter what's in there. You could have wrote in the contract that they were to pay you for living in their overall house. They were to pay you monthly to cover the mortgage that they owe you, plus depreciation, plus liability, any wear and tear costs, and plus just for you being a great person. You could have put a price on there. And if they would have signed that contract, what would their signature mean? It's binding. That they've agreed to the consideration. So the debt is going to be one-to-one. That's going to be another whammy on everyone. Not only did their cash just depreciate and go away and revalue to its intrinsic value of nothingness, but also now you have a new debt burden. And that debt burden is that you still owe on this in the new currencies. And it won't just be a few people. It will be everybody that's not prepared for it. And then guess what? They're going to have a solution for it. Believe me, you, they will. And here's what the solution is going to be. Internment camps are working to pay it off. You're going to see whomever challenges that. One, they'll seize the asset, but then what they'll do is they say, no, this debt needs to be paid off, because now it's an asset-based economy. They need to give me an asset for that. And guess what the asset is that they're talking about? Your asset assessed. These assets. And this is where all these labor camps are going to be everywhere. And this is where these Foxconn factories are going to be all over the place. Because receivership is going to be put into place.
Hey, Dave.
Yep.
Real quick, and this is going back to something you said earlier, and you just triggered it. Now, I do remember callers calling in the Tando Radio Show, and saying that they were converting some of these old stores, Walmart stores, into FEMA camps. But what they were preparing for, now I remember this. I distinctly remember those reports and you know, these vehicles, that military vehicles that was being seen. But here's what the reality was. They wasn't setting up camps for us. They were setting up them camps for them refugees that they putting in them now in these old Walmart superstores and what have you. So it just requires investigation, man, and just being aware of everything. Now, I was skeptical. I'm always skeptical. That's just my nature. I'm skeptical. But now those reports are being verified, not as they were being reported and who they were preparing them for, but now we're seeing who they're shoving in those places.
Yep. Operation Jade Helm, Scotty, is what is when we were first talking about the Walmarts being converted into internment places. Yep. It was actually the big push was Operation Jade Helm. And then you remember we played here on Tando how the military was engaging in riot control against U.S. citizens that they were trying to keep inside of those places. Yeah. It is what it is. But listen, everyone, we got to get ready to get out of here. Just want to thank you all for listening. Much love, much respect, and greatly, greatly appreciate it. Use your all of your capabilities to get assets, and then what you do is that will mitigate the liability of fraudulent default. You'll be fine. So that's what you do. Okay, listen out. We got to get ready to get out of here. Much love, much respect, and never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.